Are curses from witches real? Is there a greater power to combat these curses? My guest, Victor Redko, says yes. Next, on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Life after death experiences and angelic communications are on the increase. Terminally ill patients whom doctors have given no hope are unexplainably cured. People are being mysteriously protected from natural disasters. Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, examines this invisible world on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. My guest, Victor Redko, is a Russian from Belarus, and he found himself in Israel pastoring a Russian Jewish congregation, but he bumped into something in his wildest imagination. All of his preparation, it was way beyond him. Victor, when you and your wife took a trip back to the United States, your wife gets a phone call, and did the person identify themselves? Tell me about the call.
First, this person starts screaming and yelling to my wife and said, you did something terrible, something for us. And my wife said, wait a minute.
Now, this person was calling you from
Israel.
From Israel.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you're in the United States. Okay.
Yes. I was in Israel. My wife was here.
Okay.
And she starts screaming, and my wife said, wait a minute, what's going on? And she said, we don't want you to come back here to Israel. She said, why? And then she started explaining, more quiet voice than she was talking before. And she said, I'm a Satanist. I live in Haifa, in Israel, and we have a group of witches or Satanists that in Haifa, and we've been doing making hard for you, for your ministry here. She said, we're preparing Israel for our leader that's going to come soon to Israel, and he's going to rule all over the world.
Did you hear that? This Satanist said, we don't want your people here because we're preparing Israel for our ruler, the ruler of a Satanist. Obviously, you can figure out who that is. And did she say this, did she indicate this leader was going to come soon to Israel?
Yes. Actually, she said, we are making ready, preparing things in spiritual atmosphere. For him, and she said, you Christian think that Israel belongs to you and Messiah, Jesus, but don't you know who's coming first? So she was like asking these questions, mm-hmm. And she said, we are getting more powerful, and look what we are doing. So she started talking about some things that were happening in our life. No one knew about this, but this lady somehow, she knew about these things.
Bad things that were going on in your
yes.
life.
And she said that we were praying and doing, like sacrifice or different things, mm-hmm. against my family, that we would not be able to stay in Israel and go,
wait,
go
away. Where they were praying, were they also fasting?
Yes, fasting and do some sacrifice. I don't know what.
Voodoo type magic.
Yes. And first she said, we were touching you with finances. We were putting wall in every possible direction that finances would not come to you.
They put a wall so that your finance, and was this true? Were
yes.
your finances
oh, yes.
being
oh,
blocked?
Yes, oh yes, we were, it was almost impossible to go to Israel. We had some supporters, but even those were dropping, didn't know what was happening. But she said, when you start praying and thanking God for every cent that would come, every dollar, then
who said this?
That Satanist lady.
Right.
She said, when you start praying and thanking God for every dollar, everything that was coming to you, then our curse was broken.
You see, what he's saying is he had some serious problems with his finances, but this witch gave him insight. As he began to thank God for what he had, then you're saying what happened? The curses stopped?
Yes, it was broken.
Yes, but how about those curses on your children? What was going on with your children?
And then we didn't know what was happening not just finances, but also with the children. My youngest son, who is 8 years old, mm-hmm. Alex, he was like choking. He could not talk well. He started blinking like that almost every second. And we took him to the doctor, and the doctor said, we don't know what's causing this problem. It was suddenly. It was unusual. And my oldest son, who is 12, he had terrible
stomach ache.
Yes, yes. And doctor said, we don't know what's happening, what to do with him. And then she said, when you start thanking God for that your children is not in a wheelchair, you start thanking God anyway, even the sickness was on them, you start thanking God for that your children not in a wheelchair and they're happy, and then our curse was broken again, and we knew exact time when both sons got well immediately.
And then you had a phone call from your wife had a phone call from a prophet, and what
yes.
did this prophet tell your wife?
This phone call was right before this lady was calling, so it was like 10 minutes before this lady called from Israel
to say that everything's
all their curses are being broken.
but what the lady said, you told me, was that these curses were coming back on them.
Yes, she that's why she was screaming first when she called. She was screaming and shouting because 10 minutes before she called, my wife received a phone call from Canada, from a Russian pastor. He's a prophet. And he said that God just spoke to me to call you and intercede. Something is happening. Satan is trying to destroy you, and we have to pray right now. So they were praying on the phone. And when they stopped praying, like 10 minutes after they prayed, this phone call from Israel. And this Satanist lady was shouting and screaming. So my wife said, calm down, what's going on?
Sure.
And she said, after she explained all these things, she said, you brought up an army against us. And
an army? It was just your wife and one man.
Yeah, that's right. And she said, and a big army against us, and we, everything what we were doing against you now is burning us. And we, you know, like, I don't know what they feel or anything. But
it's like a boomerang. It's
yes.
what they were cursing you was coming back because yes. you were praying and blessing God for every good thing that you could think of.
That's right.
What happened to your sons who were sick?
He got healed. And like this curse was broken, you know, immediately.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You get this? It's a boomerang. Someone is praying a horrible thing for you and your family, and Victor and his wife say, thank you, God, for every good thing in my life. And as they worship God and prayed, the curse reversed and went back on the witches. Wait till you find out about Victor going to the heavenly realm. Don't go away.
We'll return to more of Sid Roth and It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. Well, Victor and his wife learned something that they were never prepared for in Bible school, the reality of the invisible world and the good and the evil and how to combat the good. The question that I have for you, Victor, is you're not Jewish.
Right.
Your wife is not Jewish.
Right.
What in the world are you doing running a Messianic Jewish congregation in Israel? How did that happen? It seems strange to me.
Some years ago, I was in Bible school upstate New York and in Pinecrest Bible Training Center. So one time we were right before graduation, our president of the school, he said that God just spoke to me something that I have never done before in my life, and he is an older man now, over 70s. He said, the Holy Spirit told me to ordain Victor for Israel, and I'm sitting there and I'm saying to myself, what is he talking about? I'm not a Jew and I'm not going to Israel, but
Out of curiosity, did you know much about Jewish people?
Not really. I had, like, in my heart, there was like, if I hear Jewish song or anything, it was grabbing me, you know, even before that. So I don't know when it happened, and when he said that, it was like, Lord, what are you, what are you trying to say? So he called me and prayed for me and prophesied that other pastors and prophesied and say that God has chosen you to go to Israel and be a blessing to that nation.
And so, how did you end up in Israel from that prophetic word?
I didn't know what to do. From then, instead of going to Israel, I went to Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, that's not even close.
No. And I said, Lord, I like the United States, and I like
the good life.
Yes,
from Russia.
Yes.
This is nice. Some Jews think this is Israel. They're wrong.
So I said, I'm going to buy a house, and you know, we're going to be happy here. I'm a U.S. citizen now, and so. After about 7 months being in Jacksonville, we were ready to buy a house. It was
the good life.
Yes. And my pastor, who was I was attending there, it's like American Russian congregational church, and he received a phone call from Israel, from Jerusalem. And someone was asking him to send someone Russian that would speak Russian and that would be after Bible school to help him. And when he was talking on the phone with that person from Jerusalem, he said, the Holy Spirit told me right then, he said, Victor, I want you to send Victor. And he said, Ross, I'm gonna talk to Victor because I feel that the Holy Spirit is talking to me. So when he told me that, I remember the ordination in Bible school,
the prophecy of the
prophecy, and
yes.
And I said, Lord, I was trying to escape from it, but I cannot do it. I see this is you, and so we decided. I talked to my wife and. And after about 2-3 months, we went to Israel.
In your wildest imagination, did you picture running into the Satanists and the horrible things that happened to you when you got there? I mean, you went from the good life to these curses.
Yes. We are located on Mount Carmel, which is the place where Jezebel killed the prophets. And, you know, that place is...
Elijah had some experiences there.
Yes. And we didn't know what that is still real so much, you know, and effective in our days, which is from the Bible days, from the Old Testament. And
there's a lot of evil things going on in the city of Haifa.
Yes, the city of Haifa, they say it's international Satanism, the center. They located there. And International Baha'i Center International.
Transcendental meditation.
Yes, yes, and yoga and all that.
But you and your family have learned a lot about the invisible world since you've been there. But the thing that is so amazing to me is one day you were attending a conference right on this famous historic place, Mount Carmel, and you're saying your prayers and going to bed at night, and what happened?
Right after the conference, I went to my room. It was in a hotel, and there was another man who were my roommate. So I lay down and prayed, and I was praying and weeping, and I said, "Lord, what I want to know you. I want to know you better. You brought me here, and there are so much is going on in Israel. There are and I don't know what to do. I don't know this land. I don't know the people, and you are bringing people in our congregation every Shabbat, and people getting saved. And Lord, I need something. I need to see you. And I was weeping. I was weeping as never, probably never before in my life. And after about 30 minutes, after about half an hour, I felt like immediately I was going up. My body was on the bed, but I was flying up.
Victor, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, and you're going to find out that heaven is real. But by the way, so is hell.
We'll return to more of It's Supernatural right after this.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth here. Investigative reporter. I'm speaking to Victor Redko. He finds himself in Israel, pastor of a congregation. He's going to a special conference on Haifa. This is a mountain that tremendous supernatural things have occurred. He's going to sleep, and all of a sudden he feels himself exiting his body and floating up. Had this ever happened to you before, Victor?
No, before. Never in my life I had any vision or dream like that, nothing. But this was not a dream, it was real. So I was, after I was praying and crying right then, something happened and I was going up. And I was flying so fast.
Were you afraid?
I was not, I couldn't say afraid. It was very interesting.
I would think so.
I was
so
not,
you're flying?
Yeah, my friend that was in the room, he got afraid. Yeah,
Why was he afraid?
Because everything that I saw there, I was laying on the bed and talking, speaking. So he knew that something's going on. So when I saw Jesus, immediately I knew that it was him. I don't know how, but I knew it was him. And with him we were flying even further up.
What did he look like?
Again, I didn't see his face. I knew it was him. He was in white, all white, and.
Did you feel anything special?
Oh yes. When I saw him next to me, I was start shaking. It was so awesome that I start shaking. And when we were getting closer to the throne, I saw the throne, white throne.
That's a serious place. That's where people get judged.
Yes. I was shaking so much that my bed, where I was laying down, was shaking.
How do you know?
My friend told me that.
He could see your bed shaking.
Yes, yeah. He saw. So that's how why he got scared. And then. Something. I don't understand, but. I never knew this, but when we are out of our body, we experience, I would say, without any limitation. We experience things no matter what they are. If we are with God, with Jesus, we experience awesomeness and joy and so much that there is no limit. I never experienced awesomeness on this earth in a body like that as I experienced then.
It's a real freedom.
Yes, yeah, the real freedom. It is, you cannot describe this. This is when I was flying and being with him, and this is so awesome, so you forget all the troubles.
Did Jesus tell you anything?
Yes, he spoke to me and I spoke to him, but it was different that we spoke, speaking right now. Somehow, I don't know, we spoke from here to here. I understood immediately what he means. He just thinking something and I understood what he means. And he understood my heart. So like Bible said, with open hearts. So our heart would be so open, so we cannot lie to each other, nothing. Just we
transparent.
Know.
Transparent.
Yes, yes. So he was talking about Israel, specifically to me, that he said, I want you to go back and save the lost and tell them that I'm coming soon. Israel is my people, my nation. I'm coming soon. But when we were flying down, he showed me hell. Actually, I was a believer. I read a lot about hell, heaven, and everything, but I had no idea what it's looked like. When we were getting closer, again, that feeling that I had awesomeness and
yes.
That experience changed into fear and agony. So when we were getting, when I was getting down, my bed again started shaking from fear and agony. On this earth, we never, in this body, we never experience anything like that. Even if somebody would die, or you know, some relative.
If someone had sensed what you did about the reality of hell, would they ever even joke about it?
No. This is very serious. And I would say that I was a believer, but I was not thinking that hell is so terrible. Again, this is no limit for us of turmoil and agony and fear. That there is no limit, and it is awful.
And now, understand, when you came back to your body, you started crying. And what was going on inside?
Yes,
of you?
I was laying down, and then suddenly I did like that and was crying. Not just crying, I was screaming for Israel, and was screaming for that Israel would receive the Messiah. That Israel, right now, Israel is waiting for the Messiah, and they missed him 2,000 years ago. But they are waiting. They are also praying and asking God to send the Messiah, the Deliverer.
Had you ever felt like that about the Jew in Israel to that degree before?
No. I never felt that. And when I came back, it was this was about between 2 and 3 hours. All the experience. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, I stood and said, "What was happening? What was happening with me?" And that man was laying there and crying. He said,
"Why?"
He said, "I don't know." He said, "Victor, you God scared me." He said, I never saw anything in my life what was happening with you." And when I came back next day, everything was so gray on this earth and unhappy. I was not, I didn't want to think about anything.
Compared to there.
Yes, compared to what I saw.
Victor.
Especially one more thing, when he showed me a crown.
Yes.
There was a gold crown, it was in the air, right in the
yes.
air, and three diamonds in it. And he said, when I was with Jesus, he said, "This is yours." When he said, "This is yours," I fell down, kneeled before him, and said, "Lord, please, this is not for me. This is for you. It belongs to you."
Victor, hold that thought. Let me explain something to you. There is either a reward or suffering based on whether you had intimacy with God or not on this earth. The only way you can have intimacy is to know the Messiah of Israel, Jesus. Reach out right now. Say, God, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. And pray and ask Jesus to cover your sins with his blood. And then lift your hands and say, thank you. Like King David said, I lift holy hands to God. They're holy if you said that prayer, because there really is a heaven and there really is a hell. And you know what? The choice is yours.